Hare Krishna. Question: why did Kamsa not put Vasudeva and Devaki in separate cells when he knew that their son was going to kill him? Answer: because he wanted to, out of his arrogance, prove that he could falsify a prophecy of the gods. Answer in detail. First, when he heard the prophecy, he was so fearful and furious that he immediately wanted to behead Devaki. When Vasudeva beseeched and pacified him, promising to give his children to him, so he thought at that time, he agreed, not just because of the kindness of his heart, not just because of the sweetness of the words of Vasudeva. They were definitely there. These words were very conciliatory and persuasive. But along with that, Kamsa, he was asura. He was a demon. Asurastha dviparyayo. That asuras always want to go against the cosmic order. So Kamsa, he had already upset the cosmic order by his prowess, where even the gods were often afraid of him. And that's why the gods had beseeched Vishnu to appear sometime before that. So now he had already, normally humans have to submit to God, but the gods were here in fear of Kamsa. And Kamsa was filled with arrogance because of this, thinking that he could disrupt the cosmic order. So he thought that if now this Akashvani has come, this divine voice has come, celestial voice has come, if I can falsify it, then how great will be my glory, that this eighth son was born and the eighth son was supposed to kill me, but then I killed the eighth son. So in this way, I falsified the divine prophecy and I became that I proved the gods and the higher powers wrong. So he took that in his own perverted way as a challenge to further disrupt the cosmic order and to falsify the words of the gods. So that's why he allowed Vasudeva and Devaki to stay together so that they would beget a child, and that's why he did not have her child aborted. You know, he wanted the child to be born. Okay, you were going to kill me, I will kill you. And initially, his plan was that he would kill only the eighth son. But when he got the news from Narad Muni that the gods were planning actively for a conspiracy, and they were taking birth among the humans so that they could rid the world of demons like him, so he became jittery and he decided to kill even the first son. So there was that malicious delight that he was getting when he would kill a child. You are going to kill me, I will kill you. So like that, he killed six children. The seventh slipped away. So the point was, he wanted to use his distorted conception of Kshatriya might. Kshatriyas are meant to represent God and protect as God would protect. But here, he was misusing Kshatriya might to disrupt the divine order and to falsify what the gods had said. He thought that let this child be born, and after the child is born, I will kill him at that time, and in that way, my glory will be enhanced. So out of that Kshatriya, out of that distorted Asuric arrogance, he allowed Vasudeva and Devaki to live together so that they could beget a child, and then he could proclaim to the world that I killed my killer, I killed the one who was to be my killer, and I proved the words of the Devatas false. But actually, these were not the words of the Devatas, that was the word of the Supreme Being, and that word of the Supreme Being ultimately turned out to be true, and the eighth son did kill Kamsa eventually, thus proving his reducing his hubris to debris. Thank you. Hare Krishna.